I'm not going to take no for an answer. For a year after I met you, I didn't even know you could play the piano. I'll never understand why anyone who can play as well as you takes such coaxing.
Nora Drake displays an unexpected talent today as... Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a story seen through the window of a woman's heart. If you've been wondering where the money is coming from for a permanent wave because you have so many extra expenses around Christmas time, here's a suggestion. You don't have to save up a lot of money. You can give yourself the most natural-looking permanent you've ever had for just $2. Yes, $2 for a Tony Home Permanent that will look just as lovely and last just as long as a $15 beauty shop wave. A Tony is guaranteed to last as long or your money back. And you'll discover extra thrilling advantages when you have a Tony. There's no frizziness whatever, not even on the very first day. No kinkiness, no dried out brittle ends. Instead, you'll have deep, luxurious waves that are silky, soft, and beautiful. And it's so easy to give yourself a Tony. You know, it must be easy when more than 1 million women use Tony every month. But see for yourself. Just get the Tony Deluxe Kit with plastic curlers for $2. Be sure to follow the simple directions and you'll find Tony is easy. Yes, easy as rolling your hair up on curlers, but the wave stays in for months. And now, this is Nora Drake, written by Julian Funt. At 6 o'clock this evening, she left her nurse's station. 3/4 of an hour later, she had finished her dinner in the nurse's dining room. And by 7:45, she had had her shower, changed into a tweed suit, and had done about 20 minutes' work preparing for tomorrow's class at the nurse's training school. A resume of some 2 hours in the life of Nora Drake. Part of a busy, almost unvarying routine. But not so busy that she could shut out the memory of Dr. Ken Martinson's strange outburst that afternoon, in which he bitterly regretted his marriage to Peggy King. It's 8 o'clock now, and Nora has just arrived at Rose Fuller's apartment.
Nora, I didn't expect you so soon. Mm-hmm. Come in.
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, late as that?
Uh-huh.
What's it like outside?
Cold, but not too unpleasant.
In other words, a good night to spend indoors.
But I thought we...
Nora, would you mind very much if I didn't go to that concert?
Rose, you're not feeling well.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Give me your word.
I tell you, I feel fine. Don't look at me like that. There's nothing wrong with me. But it is a long trip to the concert, and this has been a rough day for me. Suppose you go without me.
Not a chance.
Why not? Well, I thought you wanted to hear this pianist for whatever his name is.
What I really wanted was to spend the evening with you.
You lie beautifully. All right, give me your coat.
No. I'll hang it up, dear.
Speaking of pianists, do you know it's a long time since I heard you play?
You haven't missed a thing.
Play something for me.
No, some other time.
I'm not going to take no for an answer. For a year after I met you, I didn't even know you could play the piano. I'll never understand why anyone who can play as well as you...
What would you like to hear?
That's better. Play anything you feel like playing. Better than going to that concert.
Oh, don't be silly.
Don't be so modest. I think you play very well.
My dearest friend and severest critic.
All right. I just keep quiet and listen. Stop.
That's enough.
Oh, please go on.
No, dear, I'd rather not. I only know why I even started to play.
Nora, what is it? This isn't the first time that... Does the piano mean something special to you? Something painful?
That would be pretty silly, wouldn't it?
Did your mother play the piano?
What made you ask that?
I don't know. Unless it's because I recognize the same kind of uneasiness, the same nervousness, whenever I ask you questions about...
I'm not uneasy. I'm not nervous, dear.
I'm glad to hear it. Tell me about your mother.
Rose, I know you don't mean to...
Why can't you tell me about your mother?
Because there's nothing to tell. I had a mother and a father just like everyone else. That's all.
Nora, why do you act this way? Whenever I ask you about your parents, you freeze up. It isn't like you do.
Both of my parents are dead. That's all I can tell you about them.
That's more than you've ever told me. I still remember the first day you came here when you refused to...
Please, dear, if you don't mind, I'd rather not talk about that.
All right. I'm sorry. Now, let's have some more music.
All right. Do you like this?
Very much. What is it? Oh, I see who it is. Victor.
Hello, Rose.
Come on in.
Rose, there's something I want... Oh, hello, Nora. I didn't know you were here.
Hello, Dr. Jensen.
Oh, did I hear someone playing the piano?
You certainly did. It was Nora.
Well, I didn't know she played the piano.
She doesn't, except at the point of a gun.
Well, what I heard sounded very nice.
Distance lends enchantment.
No, I wasn't so very far away. Play some more, Nora.
No, I'm a little tired. Perhaps some other time.
I'm going to hold you to that. Nora... Would you do an old man a favor?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
I must have left my stethoscope on the desk. Would it be too much trouble to get it for me?
No, of course not. I'll be right back.
Well, that was pretty obvious.
What do you mean?
That you wanted to get rid of her. What's up, Victor? Something to do with Ken Martinson? Or is it that patient of yours, Bob Keating?
It's neither. Rose, what do you know about Nora's parents?
Nora's parents?
Yes. Why do you look so startled?
Well, because I just got through talking to Nora about them.
That's curious. Well, then again, perhaps it isn't so curious. What do you know about them?
Practically nothing.
Well, you said you talked to her. What did she tell you?
Very little. She never does. But why do you ask?
A man was admitted about an hour ago, a pneumonia case. His name is Arthur Drake.
Well, what of it? There must be hundreds of Drakes.
Yes, but this man says he's Nora's father.
Nora's father? Well, that's impossible.
Well, why is it impossible?
Because her father is dead. Both of her parents are dead.
Are you sure?
She just told me that.
That's very strange.
How old is this man?
He's in his late 50s. Rose, I don't think the man's lying. I may be wrong, but it seems to me there's a faint resemblance.
I can't understand it. Why should Nora say he's dead?
Well, maybe she thinks he is. Maybe she hasn't heard from him in such a long time.
Miss Thompson. Well, what did you do? Run all the way?
Not quite. Here it is, Dr. Jensen.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Nora, Dr. Jensen and I were just talking about you.
You should be able to find a more interesting subject.
Nora, dear.
What?
Dr. Jensen has something to tell you.
He has? What is it, Doctor?
Sit down, Nora.
All right.
From what Rose tells me, Nora, this may come as something of a shock to you.
What is it?
Your father's downstairs, Nora.
My father? How do you know? Who told you?
Is his first name Arthur?
My father's first name was Arthur, yes.
Well, that's what this man's name is. Arthur Drake. He's a patient downstairs.
He must be out of his head.
I don't think so. I've talked to him. If he isn't your father, why should he claim he is?
I haven't the faintest idea. My father died a long time ago.
When did he die?
I don't remember exactly.
Try to recall. Approximately when, Nora?
Why these questions? I tell you, I have no father.
Nora, be reasonable. What reason would this man have to say...
I don't know, and I don't care.
Obviously, you must care, or you wouldn't react this way.
I'm not reacting in any special way. I'm just annoyed, that's all.
Will you come down with me and have a talk with him?
No, I won't.
What harm is there?
I don't see any point to it, that's all. I don't know who this man is, and I don't care.
Now, look, child, all Dr. Jensen wants you to do
is... I know what he wants me to do, Rose. I heard him, and I'm not interested. I'm not the least bit interested. Just because a man who must be out of his mind comes here and says that he... Excuse me.
Don't go, Nora.
I'm sorry, but I can't stay here.
Nora! Nora, wait!
About Nora Drake in just a moment. We have in the studio today Miss Virginia Biggers of New York, a working girl here, but she hails originally from Corinth, Mississippi. Is that right, Miss Biggers?
That's right.
I suppose a lot of people talk to you about your southern accent, do they?
Yes, I'm a woman without a country. My family says I'm a Yankee, and the people up here will always say I'm a rebel, I guess.
Well, you're caught right in the middle then, Miss Biggers. Say, I understand you've had a Tony home permanent. How did you first happen to start using Tony?
Well, it was about time for a permanent. My roommate and I decided one Sunday night, let's try Tony.
Mm-hmm.
We did, and we were awfully pleased with it.
Well, good. Tell me, anything in particular you like about your Tony?
Well, we never went through that frizzy stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always so natural and soft.
I see.
Besides, I'm a working girl, and you know that money comes in handy.
I certainly do know. By the way, what do you do, Miss Biggers?
I'm with the overseas department in Altman's.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you to put your hair up in curlers?
It was about an hour to put it up.
And how long did you leave it up after that?
Oh, 2 hours, I'd say.
Well, I guess you had a chance to do some reading or something?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, how long do you expect this present Tony wave of yours to last, Miss Biggers?
Well, it's been in about 3 months now, and I should say it lasts about 3 more months.
Is this your first Tony?
This is the first.
And you're quite pleased?
Quite pleased.
Well, we're very happy about that, Miss Biggers. We know there are a lot of working girls and housewives, too, who are going to appreciate hearing about the soft, natural-looking wave that Tony gave you. And I'm sure that many of them will follow your example and give themselves a Tony home permanent today. Thanks, Miss Biggers, for giving our listeners a first-hand account of your enthusiasm for Tony. Ladies, you too can add to your appearance by giving yourself a Tony home permanent today. You know, the Tony Deluxe kit with plastic curlers costs only $2, and those plastic curlers can be used again and again. So for your second Tony, all you need is the Tony Refill Kit, which costs only $1. Thanks again, Miss Biggers, for taking the time to come down to tell us how pleased you are with Tony, and here's a gift for you. A lovely 17-jewel Harman lapel watch. Here, too, in addition to your Harman, is a Tony home permanent refill so you can have your next permanent on us.
Oh, thank you very much.
As Nora Drake bolts out of the room, Rose Fuller and Dr. Jensen remain speechless. There is indeed nothing further for them to say. They have no doubt now about the identity of their newest patient. But there still remains the mystery of Nora's behavior.
I don't understand it. I'm trying to, but I just don't get it. If this man's really her father, then why should she deny it? why should Dora Drake keep insisting her father is dead?
Be sure to listen tomorrow for another exciting episode of This is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the cream cold wave.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.